way of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. It is Monday night, the 20th of August, 2007. Tonight we're talking with Jason Burmis and Dylan Avery of the movie Loose Change. Their website is loosechange911.org. Also joining us is Luke Radowski of wearechange.org.
Mike, I'd just like to point out that Jason Burmis has signed off.
Okay, night, Jason. Good night, Jason. So he's you're actually getting pretty good at this. I remember the first time I talked to you, you were falling asleep in the second hour.
Yeah, well, it's been a long night.
Yeah, it has. It has. It has indeed. As a matter of fact, that documentary is rerunning right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, they'll get, and I guess they'll run it again tomorrow, too, and then we'll see it every Saturday for, you know, God knows how long.
The way I described it earlier to my friends is that it was better than the BBC piece, but worse than the CBC piece.
Right. But what about the BBC piece? Did you mention it too? What do you think about it?
Oh, I mean, the BBC piece was trash, man. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah.
I really think we should focus on 9/11/07. I mean, we got Luke on the line. We got Luke on the line, right?
Yeah,
Luke,
here.
You there? All right.
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
Okay, then we've got a call or two. We'll grab him in just a second. Yeah, I am so psyched up for you guys for this year. I mean, you know, two big premieres coming up. And folks, if you guys have, you know, my wife went on a street action with Luke and the gang at with wearechange.org, and man, she came back and told me, folks, these guys have got their act together. They know what's going on. If you're thinking about starting one of these organizations in your town, hey, what a better way to go out, see how it's done, hang with these guys, talk with them, and when you go back to your community, you know what you need to do and how to do it. I mean, it's all you got to do is pay for the cost of the trip. Everything that you do, all the events go to help people. I mean, you can't beat this deal.
I mean, yeah, you definitely can. And a lot of people who came last year on 9/11/06 came back to their cities and towns all across the United States, and they built up their own movements. And you kind of seen how 9/11/06 influenced and inspired so many people to do what we're doing. And it's growing. The 11th of every month is growing. And, you know, just start up 9/11 Truth chapters, start up Change chapters everywhere and anywhere, man. We can do anything we want with 9/11 Truth, and we have all the possibilities in the world. Let's make sure we take all of them.
Yeah, you know, because I know from a couple of events I've gone to and the people that I meet, I talk to them on a regular basis, and they're now, I interviewed a guy named Josh Reeves that I met at Terror Storm last year who made his own movie. That just debuted last week, and others that are you know, 20 years old that have got their own website. One guy has a website that's dedicated to keeping track of the North American Union and how it affects Oklahoma, and this guy's 19 years old. And these are just people that I have met and I've just watched over the last year, man, just jump in with both feet and just get absolutely busy. But I think the one key thing, guys, and maybe you guys can attest to this, with just having a group of people there and you coming and meeting all these folks, you find out that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. That there are people just like you from all over the country.
Absolutely, man. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the people who live in their own hometowns who can't make it to Manhattan on the 11th. I'm really looking forward to seeing what those people pull off.
Yeah, indeed. So we've got Webster Hall, which is like a big hot happening place. For in-game, where's the other venue at, Lucas?
Other venue is going to be at New World Stages. It's one of the newest cinematic stages here in New York City. It's one of the best, newest movie theaters in New York City. It's located right next to Times Square. We're going to be doing a street action outside Times Square at the same time the event's going on. And
excellent.
Beautiful venue.
All right, we'll grab one more break, come back on the other side. Matthew in Texas, I think he was like lingering on hold from earlier. We'll talk with him when we come back. Plus you at 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Right. My name is Mike Chambers. We're talking with Dylan Avery of the movie Loose Change, soon to be Loose Change, The Final Cut, and Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org. Guys, I'm sitting here in a way kind of ashamed of people my age. I'm 41 years old. But it seems like the guys getting stuff done in this movement are you guys in your teens and in your 20s. What do you guys equate that to?
I mean, yeah. I just equate it to a lot of people being mad, and I think the youth are slowly waking up to what's really going on. They're really not desensitized as a lot of people are, and we're just mad. We're angry, and I think whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter, man. You just have to be educated, and you have to be, you know, willing to do something. I think the young people, we kind of feel like we have nothing to lose, so we will put everything on the line and do whatever we can. I mean, this movement is comprised of many people. Many people. It's not just young people doing it. It's not just old people. We need everybody to do whatever we could do.
What are your thoughts about that, Dylan?
I couldn't agree with Luke more, man. What we're kind of hoping is that we're leading by example. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm just one person and I really can't make a difference. But in reality, you know, we're all one person, man. We all just got to believe that we can make a difference, and we have to do everything within our power to make it so. You know, we control our own fate, as cliche as that might sound.
Yeah. Matthew in Texas, you're on the program. Go ahead.
Yes, Mike. First, I just want to say, love the intro. Love that song. Secondly, Dylan, Luke, how do you think 9/11/07 will differ from 9/11/06 in the aspects of protesting and video cameras? I, for one, plan to bring my video camera, as I'm sure many others do. How do you see that that will play an effect with those new regulations?
I mean, those new regulations did not go into effect. I mean, after we confronted Mayor Bloomberg, he changed his mind, and he said, I quote, because of public outrage, we're going to have to change that law. We're going to have to change that regulation. That regulation did not go into effect because Bloomberg even said there was a public outrage. So we don't have to worry about that.
Luke, when you and I were in front of Ladder 10, we were filming without a single problem. I mean, hundreds of people were.
And do you think we can expect that same no single problem throughout the whole time that we're there?
Well, we can sure hope so.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, guys.
I just hope really people are on their best behavior, and I hope people respect their family members who left loved ones on 9/11, and I hope we're all peaceful, respectful. It's a vigil. On 9/11/07, we're going to have a vigil for the ones lost. We're not going to do a protest. It's not a protest. It's not a demonstration.
There's really nothing to protest. We're really showing our support for the 9/11 victims' family members.
Of course.
Right. Yeah, and also standing with many family members who lost loved ones. They're going to be standing with us with black t-shirts as well as the first responders. We're there as a vigil. We're there to pay respects, not to protest anything.
Yeah, and I think that's a key thing. I mean, we need to let people know that we're just normal folks. I think that's a key thing. And I don't want to use the word, selling the truth about 9/11 because that's not what we're doing. But I guess for lack of a better term, maybe that works. Selling the idea that 9/11 is an inside job and convincing people, hey, we're normal folks just like you. We saw this information. We think you need to know about it. So 9/11/07. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, hey man, we're really pushing to get as many people there as possible. We're really rushing to secure venues. Luke is down there every day busting his butt, man. I really can't commend him enough, and I'd like to do it right now while he's on the air. Because, he's down there in New York City. He's a local. He has the ability to do what we up here in upstate New York can't do. And he's really pulling this entire thing together. That commercial that Nathan Evans, well, I don't want to call it a commercial, that video that Nate Evans just made is truly amazing. I can't believe it. So we're really hoping that helps get people to New York City. And, again, we'd like to stress that, your ticket sales aren't going in someone's pocket. We're securing our venues, we're securing all of our costs, and then we're passing everything on to probably the John Field Foundation and maybe another one. I don't know the exact details on that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I mean, nobody's making a buck here. We're all trying to do whatever we can.
Right.
Come to New York City, come make history. Buy tickets right now before they go out of sale. Make sure you have your tickets to the biggest 9/11 truth event in history. I mean, people are going to be kicking themselves if they didn't buy tickets, if they didn't show up to New York City on 9/11/07.
Yeah, it's going to be a really huge event. And as Luke just said, you're going to regret it if you're not there.
Exactly. Free from the chat rooms on the line. Go ahead, Free. You're on the Midnight Rider program with Dylan and Luke.
Hello,
Free.
Hello.
Hello.
Go to me.
Pardon? Are you on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
All right. My name's Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Calling from Biloxi, Mississippi, and I just want to start off by saying, and God bless you guys for doing what you're doing, and you're putting out there what I've known since right after 9/11, and to see the videos and to see what everybody is doing now, it is totally amazing, and I commend you guys for all your hard work and everything, and it's a humanitarian effort, is what it is. And that's the truth about it. We are normal people, and it's to save us. There's a lot to this effort, to exposing this. There's a lot underlying the truth, and the truth has come out, but people accepting it will change the world. And I watched the History Channel special. Oh, man, I don't think I screamed at the TV that much during a football game.
Yeah, man, it was pretty ridiculous.
It was. And you know what? Right after that, a bulletin was posted on MySpace with Democracy Now! When y'all were actually sitting at the table with the Popular Mechanics guys.
Yep.
A much better video for people to watch. That different stress level for me watching that. That was much better, seeing you in action actually facing those guys and being able to come back at their ridiculous responses.
Yeah, I agree, man. It was really cool that we got the opportunity to face those guys in person, and that's what a lot of these documentaries fail to do. And I realize that for planning and logistic reasons, it's very hard to do that. But it makes it a lot more fair when you can actually respond to the other side instead of being at the mercy of an editor.
Right. And I plan on coming to New York. I just booked the rental car today. For me, it's not a choice to come. It's a calling. It is a calling to get up there and be a part of this, you know?
If you can come, then you have to.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to go. If you know you got to go, you better get up there, people, and be a part of it and do the work, you know? Because it's vital. And because we're young, we want a future. We want to see a future. We want to know what's going on, and that's why we fight.
I'm happy to hear that, man. I'll see you here on 9/11/07, brother. We're going to stand up for truth and justice.
Yep, and I'll be there loud and proud. And Southern, I know people get a kick out of my country accent up there. But it don't matter where you're from. We all stand for the same thing. We're all connected in the same way.
Yes, indeed. Seth, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Lucas in Texas, you're on with us here on the Midnight Rider. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up there? Hey, Dylan, how you doing? And Mike and Luke, man, you guys are great. Luke, man, you really spark a fire under everybody, man. Keep up that good work. What I wanted to say was their hit piece is going to backfire on them completely. For one, their timing was way off. If they were smart, they would have released it after Loose Change came out. But doing it 21 days before 9/11 wasn't a very bright move on their part.
Yeah, and a lot of the points they addressed really, well, not a lot of the points. Well, see, some of the points, even the people that they interviewed don't support it, like the theory that all of the Jews were warned not to show up, and they showed cutaways of websites that said Jews did 9/11. That's ridiculous, man. None of the people that they interviewed actually believe any of that stuff. So,
yeah,
you really just got to roll with the punches when it comes to these people.
It's absolutely ridiculous, all the holes that I saw in that thing, but I think what it's going to do is people are going to see that and say, man, this is so one-sided. There's got to be something to this. For one, it's going to drive tens of thousands of people to the Internet to type in 9/11 truth into Google. I've already noticed tonight that my YouTube account's getting slammed with hits, and I've already gotten almost 30 more subscribers in one night after that piece. So that should be a sure sign of people are interested in it.
Yeah, man, on our website... go on, Mike.
No, I was just going to comment about your website. I noticed on your forum... At one point in time, just before the show started earlier, there was over 400 people just on the forum alone.
Our forum's blown up. Our website's gotten about 5,000 unique hits. So, I guess it backfired on them. I wish I could have had a website up for the final cut, but I'm too busy making the actual film to make the website.
I want to say that, Luke, man, you are the man, dude. I'll tell you what, you have really sparked a fire under people.
Yeah,
they really love
Luke
your activism.
Hey, man, one thing I got to say, don't look up to me. Exemplify me. If I could do it, anybody can. I'm telling you, it's easy. It feels great.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, a lot of people are trying to follow your example, that's for sure. And you've set a trend, and that's what's important here, is because a lot of people don't know where to go. You know, a lot of people are just like, what can I do? What can I do? But when they see somebody of your age go out there and confront people that have millions of dollars and all this backing, and their hands in everybody's pocket, they say, look what this young guy can do, man. And that gets people, you know, inspired to go out and do a lot more, that's for sure.
Hey, man, we all got to do our part. We all have to do what we can, man, and anybody can do it again. It feels great.
Yeah, well, hey, it was great talking to you guys, man. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, watching what you guys do, Luke, I mean, you know, just the fact, I mean, you follow Bloomberg, and didn't let him off the hook at all. And here, you know, you've got this ordinance that he's wanted to put into effect basically to shut you guys down. And then you guys are on him like, you know, white on rice and a bum on a bologna sandwich. And the next thing you know, these ordinances don't go into effect. It just shows, though, that not only can you have an effect by getting out the truth, but you can have an effect on these people and the policies and things that these guys put into place. So I think it's even more important from that standpoint. We're going to take a break. Bill in Idaho is on the line. Rick in Florida also want to talk to you guys. So hang on. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Midnight Rider Show. That's the number to talk to Dylan and Luke. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir.
Oh, thank you so very much, Mike, for everything that you do.
Thank
Certainly
you.
The patriots and the heroes that you have on with you, I really appreciate you giving them the forum and the mic. I just hope that they can inspire the young people that are sitting over here in IC campus possibly listening, especially considering that they did such a wonderful job in New York City of lighting a fire under this Mr. Giuliani, the little Nazi that he is, that he has to come here for a fundraiser on the 23rd. I haven't heard anything, but I'm sure Mr. Magnuson and he are going to have a wonderful time, and I hope you broadcast the issues and the planned fundraiser that he's going to have here on the 23rd, far and wide, and the other hosts as well. But to the guest in particular, considering the research and the efforts that you've put forth on this project and that, were you able to get out who you were debating, the corporate sponsorship of these people, and who they represent, And have you had a chance to review the archives of Dave Emery? Dave Emery.
Guys?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm here.
Had you had a chance to review the archives of Dave Emery?
Speaking personally, no, I can't say I have.
Yeah, I can't say either.
As whatever, I know you guys are pressed and certainly are, you know, stellar in your efforts. But as soon as you were to have an opportunity, I think it would be really, really worthwhile, considering the amount of time, effort, and depth of research that he has done. Who and what you are researching and trying to get information about is recurrently replete in his archives, and has everything to do with the depth of research and the amount of quality information, some of it astounding, that might be brought out.
All right, thanks, Bill. I appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks. You have a good night. And Dylan, for this final cut, how much extra research went into this?
How much extra footage do I have?
Extra research. I know you guys get tons of footage, but how much research?
Man, there's extra research, there's extra footage, and, you know, a good percentage of it is largely owed to the organizations like We Are Change, 9/11 Truth Seattle. They went out and confronted Mineta. You know, we've got a good percentage of footage that comes from people out there outside of, you know, us and who we are. People out there and doing things themselves and getting out there and getting things done, confronting people like John Gross, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But as for a percentage, man, it's definitely more new than old. Luke, what do you think? You've had a chance to see some of the new stuff.
It's breakthrough stuff. It's people that were there. It's people's react. It's amazing. That's all I could say. I can't wait to see the final cut. I can't wait to see the whole finished version. It's amazing, and the new information in there is stellar. It will blow. It will blow everybody away, and I'm telling you. And the official story doesn't stand a chance. It's already down. This thing's gonna kill it.
Rick in Florida, you're on the program. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider.
It's a real honor to be on with you guys and be able to talk to you. I saw the hit piece too, and yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I flew up to New York last month at Ground Zero, and yeah, they're right. It's an emotional experience, and especially if you're a truther to stand there. And I mean, I just went to see it and be part of it. And, you know, some people in the crowd started saying stuff. And, you know, I'm not normally a public speaker, but, you know, once I started, you know, they started coming at us, we started coming back. And, you know, I felt like I was speaking for the victims, you know, and it was a powerful thing. But, yeah, I'm part of the, as you guys were just talking about, I'm part of the New Florida We Are Change, part of that group down here. We're trying to, you know, get out and establish a, you know, try to confront them when they come in our part of town. I noticed a bunch of, I was screaming at the TV too, and I was actually taking notes the whole time, and I posted right after, I posted about 25, 30 things that they just completely contradicted themselves and didn't show evidence and all. But I noticed, the one thing I really noticed is I think they showed their weakest link, really. Was because they didn't touch the molten steel. And as much as they glossed over the gravity and breaking laws of physics and all the other things that are just stupid in that video, but the point is they didn't even touch the molten steel. So I think maybe in some ways they kind of showed their cards tonight, because obviously that's the thing they don't want to touch. They don't want to talk about Stephen Jones' chemical analysis of it. They didn't even touch that. So I think in some ways they kind of got to look at it like, how can we get them back? And maybe they just showed us our best way of getting them back is to expose more about that molten steel, more about that lava that was there a month later, because that's a pretty big fact, I think.
Dylan, 30 seconds for the break there. You got to comment on that?
No, I think he nailed it, and that's one of the many legitimate points that I don't think that they even wanted to address.
Yeah, because you had said, what, they gave 50, it may have been Jason, they gave Stephen Jones, what, 15, 20 seconds, that was it?
Something like that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for the call. Rob in Pennsylvania on
thanks
the other
lot,
side
guys.
Of the break. We'll come right back. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My website is midnightridershow.com. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for Mom and Dad for sticking to me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. That makes the night go good. Dylan Avery of the movie Loose Change, his website loosechange911.com, and Luke Radowski of wearechange.org. Guys, the calls keep coming in here. I thank you guys for hanging around. Rob in Pennsylvania, you're on the line with us. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's up? Yeah, you know, I went in watching that. I was figuring I'd see some disinfo, but it seemed to me it was more so like psychological warfare. I mean, right from the beginning, you had the crowd shots where it looked like some guy was just rambling incoherently, of course, wearing a 9/11 shirt, and they didn't show any context. I remember seeing that full clip. The guy was actually kind of going on a little bit of a bullhorn rant. Of course, the first thing they got into was the Jews. And I think one of the earlier callers spoke about the conspiracy theorists versus the experts, that little screen they kept putting up. The family members, where it looked like you guys were actually attacking the family members instead of the fact that most of them, or at least a good loud minority, agrees with us. And, of course, the Burmese and the firefighter. I mean, it was really right to the heart of the issue here, where they just got right into the minds of, you know, your standard beer-drinking, TV-watching American. And I think it did more damage to our credibility. I mean, yeah, we're going to be able to fight this back, and I'm sure, you know, Patriot Radio, that's all we're going to be talking about for the next week or so. But I think it actually did more damage than good. Yeah, we're going to get a few more people to research, but overall, I mean, did that kind of smear our name even more to people that aren't going to do the hard research?
What are your thoughts on that, Dylan?
Yeah, I agree, man. Like I said, our traffic has only spiked since the thing aired, and obviously we're going to get our share of haters, but, you know, we just hope that there's enough people out there that were watching that went out there and did the research for themselves and didn't really take any side's words at face value, went out and researched everything for themselves and came to their own conclusions.
Hey, man, I just say the truth is the truth, and no matter what hit piece comes out there, the truth of the matter is that 9/11 was an inside job.
Hey, man, Dylan, man, I'm wondering, and this is Rob Bishop from the forums and everything, but I'm wondering what you guys are going to be doing after Loose Change Final Cut comes out, if you're going to be doing maybe a film on the Federal Reserve, something on that order.
I don't think so, man. I think we're going to stick with 9/11, and I really think that this is personally going to be my last film on 9/11. I really want to move on. That may come out sounding wrong, but it's just something I got to do. At the very least, I got to take a break from 9/11 because I've been doing this for so long. I really just need to take a step away. I mean, I'm obviously still 100% supportive of the truth movement, and I always will, but speaking personally as a director and as an artist, I really want to move on and do something different.
Right. No, out of the whole kind of anti-tyranny sphere, like as far as like a more of a mainstream movie, or still kind of in, again, like the Federal Reserve, something on that order?
I don't know, man. The future's uncertain. You're going to have to get back to me at a later date on that.
Rob, right, thanks, man, for the call. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you guys have been pretty hard on, working hard on this stuff. For pretty much three straight years, haven't you? Or almost four?
Well, I've been into this kind of information since 2002, and I've been really headfirst into the 9/11 aspect, really headfirst since mid-2004 is when I really started to get serious about it.
Right. See, and but you, I mean, each individual version of the movie, you went from one, you get one released, and boom, you're working on the next version, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Stephen, Ohio, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on with Luke Radowski and Dylan Avery.
Yes, sir. I think you guys are doing just a great job. And I have a question for Luke. I know he's been working hard and putting a lot of effort into this get-together that he's going to have on 9/11. And I'm unfamiliar with New York. I have never been there. And I've been concerned about something. What would prevent them from coming up with one of these fake terror alerts during that get-together to try to use that for an excuse to put a halt to it? Is it possible for them to do that?
I mean, one, anything is possible. Two, the only thing to fear is fear itself. I think the one way we could fight this, we can't be thinking of these situations. I think we all just need to come together as one, you know, and just stand up for what's right, and we can't be scared of them doing this again. We have to stand courageously together, and I think it'll be too obvious if they do something like that, and I don't think they would ever pull something like that. I hope they don't. It's always unpredictable, but we have to understand, we have to make a statement together as one critical mass of people in New York City, all wearing black shirts, individuals standing up for truth and justice. If we do that, the whole world will see us, and I guarantee it.
Thank you for that response. I see, like, what they tried to do to this film that was shown tonight, and then that makes you suspicious of everything, and maybe that's the wrong way to be, you know. But, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, Luke, I think you make a big point there that, you know, we can't operate out of fear. Because, I mean, these people are pathetic to begin with. And for us to be fearful of, you know, yeah, granted what they can do a lot of dangerous and mean stuff to us. But the fact is, these are pathetic folks. I mean, they're psychopaths and sociopaths, don't have the ability to love, don't have the ability to have a normal, regular relationship with anybody, can't feel, don't have any empathy, let alone ethics or morals. I mean, these are pathetic folks, and to fear them is absolutely wrong.
Exactly. The elite, they may have all the money in the world, they may have all the control in the world, but one thing they don't have is truth and love, and that's something on our side, and that's something that's priceless, and that's something that, you know, will help us win.
Yeah, Dylan, is the movie done? Totally done?
No, it's definitely not totally done. I'm scrambling to finish this thing in time, just because there's so much information that still has to go in, and there's so much footage we still have to go through. I'm confident we're going to make our deadline, but it's definitely not done at this point.
All right, my wife wants me to ask you this question: who's the narrator?
Well, for this point, me, as you saw in that Prison Planet release, Charlie's waiting to see a rough cut of the film before he makes any kind of decision.
Right.
So right now, I'm the narrator. doesn't bother me. You know, he's approaching things from a safe standpoint, and you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Guys, and, you know,
it's really not important who narrates it, man. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind if he narrates it. I don't mind doing it myself. It's not really about whose voice is behind it.
Right, exactly. It's the information that's most important.
Yep.
So, indeed. Any other like surprises that we haven't talked about from the piece tonight that we didn't go into?
I don't know, man. Really, none of it caught me off guard. It was exactly what I expected. The Mineta thing did actually catch me off guard. I didn't think they were going to address it, and it caught me even more off guard when they admitted that it was suspicious and needed further investigation.
Yeah. Yeah, because in some ways, like what you guys were saying, I can't wait to see this myself. Because as, in some ways, they help us. Because, I mean, they even debunk and correct Jason, which only further lends credibility to what they're saying about the stuff from Albert Turi. It's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. And they played the full clip that we had never seen before, so they did us a favor.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. All right, 9th through the 11th in New York City. Luke, if they want to find out more about everything that's going on, how do they do it?
You go on wearechange.org. You click on the 9/11/07 banner, buy the tickets before they go out of sale. And, again, you're going to be kicking yourself if you don't come here on 9/11/07. We're going to make history no matter what.
Evidently, yes, definitely. So wearechange.org and loosechange911.com. Guys, I want to thank both of you for coming on. Tell Vermis, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it so much. You guys have all of you guys have been nice to me. And anytime I've needed any help, I mean, shoot, Dylan hangs out in the chat room half the time. Mm. With the great text, by the way.
Yeah, I pop in there once in a while.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, you guys have been really nice to me, and I appreciate it. And you guys, you know, you guys do absolutely good work, and I appreciate you guys being on tonight.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome, Luke. Dylan,
yeah,
my best.
Mike, I think I'm actually going to call it a night, man. It was good being on the show, and I'm going to get a good night's rest because I got a long day of work ahead of me tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, man. Just keep at it, buddy. I know you guys have been working hard.
All right, cool. Hey, man, have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you some other time.
Hey, thanks, Dylan. You have a great night.
All right.
Dylan Avery and Luke Radowski. Dylan of his website, loosechange911.com, and Luke Radowski of wearechange.org. So if you're thinking about going to New York City, folks, you need to do it now. I mean, if as they're talking about, you know, there's hostels that you can stay at, they're $15-$20 a night. You can stay outside the city. You can stay in Brooklyn, ride the train. And so, you know, there is many options for you that are less expensive than staying in downtown Manhattan. And they're even advising against it. And if you're going to try to fly up there, if you're going to brave the Transportation Security Administration and their cavity check, which is essentially what it's become, you know, you're going to need to make a plane reservation now. The longer you wait, the worse the more expensive it's going to be, and it can get huge. Generally, within less than a week, what, it's like $1,100-$1,200 pretty quick, isn't it? Yeah.
It cost me $1,000 when I decided to go within a week.
Yeah.
But they need to go to www.faircompare.com.
Faircompare.com.
That is an absolutely wonderful website. It doesn't work for any one person.
Right.
I mean, any one agency or anything. You put in where you want to go, and it shows you what all of the ticket prices are, even the low-cost folks. And I fly a lot, and I use that website about 80% of the time to see who's got the best rates.
Excellent. So, and sometimes they have huge deals.
Huge deals
if they're trying to fill flights.
As a matter of fact, for instance, one of the deals that I just found the other day was Hawaii is usually $800, $900, $1,100
right.
from Oklahoma City. It's $550 right now on Fair Compare. It found in, I think it's Transamerica that has just started flying. So you can do deals on there.
Excellent. Excellent news. So,
And they do hotels, too. They tell you what good hotels are. If you're going there, I stay in a town called Edison, New Jersey, and the Holiday Inn at Edison, there's two, but this is the Holiday Inn Select at Edison, they have a deal online, and you can get the rooms for about $98.99 a night, but it is prepay. So you can't, if you cancel, you lose it.
And what was it costing you to ride the train in a day?
It cost me, well, there's a cheaper way to do it, but it cost me $6 to go to the train station from the hotel, and then it cost me $12 each way, so $24. The
okay.
cheaper way to do it is to take it into Newark, New Jersey, and then hit the that other thing. I think it's called the MEPS or something like that, and that only costs you like a dollar.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. By the way, folks, did you know that they had a Democratic debate yesterday? I had no clue. It was one of these ABC jobs where they get everybody on and they have this debate. And so I've got a little roundup for you of cool, quick things that were said on it. Take a listen to this, and we'll comment on the other side before we hit the break.
This morning, the Democratic presidential candidates.
Senator Biden, you stepped into this last week. You told Newsweek magazine that Senator Obama is not yet ready to be president. Senator Clinton, is he right?
Well, George, I was going to say good morning. And as soon as I wake up, I'll answer your question.
I think that Senator Obama does represent change. Senator Clinton has experience. Change and experience. With me, you get both.
And, my point, and here...
This campaign is...
Is Senator Obama ready?
Senator Obama represents change, and he's an enormously fresh voice in the political process.
Your answer.
Well, to prepare for this debate, I rode in the bumper cars at the state fair.
So when Democrats buy into the problem of Iran, they just help Vice President Cheney, who should be committed with his recent state.
Well, I don't think Karl Rove's going to endorse me. That becomes more and more obvious, but I find it interesting he's so obsessed with me. And I think the reason is because we know how to win.
On this question, Senator Gravel, do you agree with Governor Richardson?
Him, and I disagree with Joe Biden, and I disagree with Hillary. Well, stop and think.
George Bush drove the bus into the ditch, and there are only so many ways you can pull that bus out of the ditch. That doesn't mean you don't fire the driver. And it doesn't mean that you don't evaluate how we avoid getting in these same problems in the future.
We need a president who understands that, one who's been right from the start, and one who has shown the judgment, the wisdom, and the maturity to take the right stand at the time that it counted most, when the American people needed someone to stand up, and I'm the one who did that.
Let me move on now. We got a question. You got an email question.
10 months. But one thing I want to say, I'm listening to this. I know you're trying to create a fight up here. I understand that. But
I want to find out what you all think.
Any Democratic president will end this war.
George.
That's what we know.
George.
And secondly, the difference. The differences between us, whether it's Senator Clinton or Senator Dodd or Governor Richardson or Senator Biden, all of whom I have enormous respect for, the differences between all of us are very small compared to the differences between us and the Republican candidates, who the best I can tell are George Bush on steroids. They're going to keep this war going as long as it can possibly go. That's exactly what's going to happen.
With all due respect, that's about all I could stomach of that. Did you notice there was not one mention of the word Constitution, not one mention of the word liberty, not mention of one word of the freedom? None of it. It's the same old thing. I don't guess Karl Rove is going to endorse me. Hillary Clinton. The best man for the job, I guess. I don't know. Nobody wants to talk about it. Here's Ron Paul winning all these straw polls. And He probably won the Iowa straw poll. I think he won the Illinois straw poll. I know he won the one in New Hampshire walking away with it. Same thing in Alabama. There's four straw polls he's done very well in, if not winning the dadgum thing, and he can't get any attention. Luke Radowski's right in this from this standpoint is, look, we can't expect the mainstream media to carry our water for us and to tell the truth. We've seen time and time again that they're not going to do it. And so the fact that he doesn't get any coverage, I mean, look, today we're sitting with a North American Union meeting going on in Canada. What's the major story on the news websites across the country? Michael Vick cutting a plea deal on his dogfighting thing. That's the big major story. Instead of talking about the fact that we got Jorge W. Bush selling away the future of this country in Canada. Oh, but Michael Vick, he might go to jail. Football career likely over. Back in a minute with a final segment here on the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
James Brown. Ow! There we are. All right, Midnight Rider here. Final segment. You can't beat the hardest working man in show business, Mr. James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, he is still dead. More on the story as it develops. Michael Vick. Yeah, that was the big headline. I mean, not even Hurricane Dean, as it's about to crash into the Yucatan, is at the top of the list. Now, we're talking about Michael Vick possibly going to jail in his plea deal over dogfighting. That's the key thing. And then you get our commander-in-chief across the border in Canada going all nuts, signing away more of our sovereignty and giving the country up. We ain't talking about it. No, it's Michael Vick. Bill, any word on Britney Spears? Yeah, she's topless in a pool with a boy. Might lose her boys now. Film at 11. Lindsay Lohan, she arrived home safe tonight. Rumor has it she might have been sober or had a designated driver. We're not sure yet. We're looking into that. I mean, it's where are our freaking priorities? That's why we cannot rely on the mainstream media any longer. We're the media, folks. You need to start telling your friends about Republic Broadcasting, the shows that are on this network. Tell them about the Midnight Rider, folks, because we're giving people real information. People are coming to the Internet for their information in droves. Radio, TV, newspapers, the numbers are dropping, and it's happening more and more and more. 70 million people a week right now tune in to Internet radio alone, just to hear radio online. That's a quarter of the population, folks. Every week. So it's huge. We are the media now. Whether if you've got a blog, you've got a website, you are the media. And you thought you had to go to journalism school, right? Wrong. No, you are the media. You are the one making a difference. And it's key that we remember that. And we just got to stop dealing with these people anymore. Who cares what they think? Because obviously they're not going to do their job. Look, they sold out a long, long time ago. Long time ago. Their credibility is all gone. The guys at the local level, they're ripping and reading the wire copy because they think that's what the big guys are going to do because they all want to advance upwards. So they'll do whatever they think the big guys would do. But in the meantime, people don't get information. We are information. We are the media. We are the change that people are looking for. Folks, we are the cavalry. There's no white knight on a steed coming over the hill to vanquish the evildoers at the last minute. It's us. And you better realize that because it's you and me. Don't expect somebody to carry our water for us because it's just not going to happen. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to talk about this North American Union meeting, the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership event, going on in Canada. Connie Fogle with the Canadian Action Party is going to join us tomorrow night, along with Adam Rott of OklahomaCorridorWatch.com. I'm going to have a good show tomorrow night, so tell your friends to tune in tomorrow night, your family. Look, they may not buy 9/11. They may not buy some of the other stuff. This is stuff that directly affects them, and they need to know it. All right, I'm out of here for tonight. You guys have a great night. Find somebody you love, and you tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. We're doing it for them. You guys have a great night. God bless everyone.